Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
Coastside Carousel is on the air again, listeners. Bennett Jackson is my guest. Bennett Jackson, country, rock, a little bit of everything. Welcome to our studio, Bennett.
Thanks for having me, Christopher.
Format here, as most of our listeners know, is to get to know you, find out what you're doing, what are your plans, why are you even here in Half Moon Bay. Let's go back to the beginning. Tell us about the early beginnings of music for Bennett Jackson.
I was born just down the road in Santa Cruz, and I grew up in a musical upbringing there. My dad runs a jazz club in town and also runs the Monterey Jazz Festival, and both my parents are really big music fans, so I always grew up with that background and playing as a kid, taking lessons and all that. Started playing rock and roll in high school, did the garage band thing, and have sort of taken it from there.
You kind of just casually toss that off, that he runs the Monterey Jazz Festival?
Yes, he does. Over 20 years now.
Oh, you must
21,
have...
21, I think. 21 years.
Would you have gone to most of those festivals?
All except one.
All except one. You
I've
must have seen some
year.
Wonderful artists over the years.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate not only to see so many great artists, and not just in the jazz genre, but really get a behind-the-scenes look, and yes, have had some really great musician role models.
Oh, I'm very touched by that. You didn't alert me to that before we went on air, so I was quite taken aback. That's an amazing beginning to a musical life.
Yeah.
And is that your musical life? Do you play professionally?
I do. I now live in Austin, Texas. I moved there about a year and a half ago, and I gig as often as I can. I do a lot of gigs in different formats.
So you're not selling Buster Brown shoes on the side and play away the guitar at night?
I'm not selling shoes, but I do have to keep other revenue streams open.
To pay the bills,
yeah. One of the beauties of living in Austin, though, is that it's a great music town. It's a very supportive place to live if you are a musician.
Yes, yes. Versus, say, moving to Los Angeles. Why did you go to Austin?
I wanted to be in a place where country and country rock was really taken seriously. Before that, I was living in New York City, where I went to college, and playing a lot of gigs in Brooklyn, where there is a healthy country music scene. They call it concrete country. But I started to feel that scene it appreciated country music, but with a little too heavy of a dose of irony.
Yes.
So
yes.
I wanted to be somewhere where people had grown up with that music and really it meant something to their lives. And I also just wanted a change, wanted to get out of Dodge and kind of see what.
So if you're into grunge, you would have gone to Seattle. If you're into Dixieland, you would have gone to New Orleans. So Austin being almost the yolk in the egg for country rock music.
Yeah, I would say definitely.
Good. I have an album in front of me referred to as Plumas County. We're going to be playing two tracks from that. First track, The Great Above. I like the fine guitars in here. You know, and I kind of got it was almost a slow road trip feel. Tell us about Great Above.
Well, I've got to say that song is definitely comes in at the very beginning of when I really started exploring country music. I think I used this song primarily as a songwriting exercise almost. I really wanted to try and do something in the vein of Hank Williams, Like, I'm certainly not saying that it's of that caliber, but that was the end goal, was I kind of was using that old style of honky-tonk as a touch point for this one, and it was absolutely one of the first songs that I wrote for this project, which was released in 2010. Yeah, it's my band that I had when I was living in New York. We recorded it in a studio there. We actually recorded it on tape.
So once again, this is a good introduction for listeners to hear Bennett Jackson.
I think so.
Track 2, a little bit of a upbeat dance feel to this one, Back on the Ground. And as I said, I want to get up and dance to this. It's got an excellent message. Tell us about Back on the Ground.
Back on the Ground is another relatively early song, really fun to play live. As you said, it's got a raucous beat to it, sort of incorporates a few of the elements that I love. I love sort of a Waylon Jennings style of country mixed with a little Rolling Stones rock and a little bit of comedy.
A little bit of comedy. He's got a smile on his face as we speak. And are you familiar with Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn?
I saw it this morning when I was driving up the road.
Well, on Thursday nights, they have open mic, so they allow you to get up there and whack away at least 3 tunes. So they're our sponsor, Bennett, and maybe after we get off air, I'll tell you more about them. And who knows, you might be down there before you leave town. It's a restaurant, it's a pub, it's an inn. It's that distinctive cream-colored two-story building at the south end of town on Highway 1. And it's got a couple of red double-decker buses outside, so you can't miss it. And because he, too, presents music uniquely by the way of open mic on Thursday evenings, 8 o'clock till they close. An open mic is for the up-and-coming musician, the entertainer, the old-timer, such as yourself, you've been around for a while. Even comedians get up there and have a bit of a chuckle. Cameron's gives them a chance to shine. Some of them might one day be an American Idol. Remember that you saw them here at Cameron's. Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. Their website, www.cameronsinn.com. It will open a new world of cheerful pleasure to you and your family. Cameron's, your home away from home. And now to the music of Bennett Jackson. Well, Bennett, I'm certainly glad I was able to put that on the air. That's certainly got people up and about. Tell me how I can get more of your music.
There's a few ways that you can get it, but the simplest way is to just go to BennettJackson.com, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, Jackson.com, and there'll be links to iTunes, Amazon. It's all very simple and accessible there. You can order a physical CD if you want. You can download it. So BennettJackson.com.
But here's the biggie. You are in town. You are here on the West Coast. Why did you come from Austin, Texas?
I have a little summer tradition of playing some shows back on the coast. So this Friday, June 29th, I'll be at Henflings in Ben Lomond. And Thursday, July 5th, I'll be at the Old Wagon Saloon in downtown San Jose. And I'll have the band with me, and we'll be rocking.
Okay, once again, give us the Ben Lomond gig.
June 29th.
In the town of Ben Lomond.
Yeah, off Highway 9.
And the club name again is?
Henflings Tavern.
Henflings Tavern.
That's right.
And you're out here for the 4th of July as well, so something happening on July 5, you said?
July 5th at the Old Wagon Saloon in San Jose.
Good. Well, I'm happy that you were able to come to our studio. And welcome to the coast for a little while, Bennett Jackson. And whenever you release any more CDs, please make sure I get a copy, because here at AM 1710 Coastside Carousel, we do like to promote people who play locally here on the coast. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Christopher.
I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell. I wish you good music. I wish you good listening. On the carousel.
On the carousel. You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.